This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Today's mini episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Building a website has never been easier. Go to squarespace.com and enter offer code HAPPIER at checkout to get 10% off your first purchase. I love quotations. I've collected quotations my whole life. I even have a daily newsletter where I mail out quotations to people every single day. And I was thinking about two of my favorite quotations and how these two brilliant writers talked about the same issue in different ways. And this is a tension that comes up all the time when you're thinking about happiness or habits. It's the tension between when do we accept ourselves and the truth about ourselves, and when do we really push ourselves to go out of our comfort zone? And W.H. Auden puts this beautifully. He wrote, "Between the ages of 20 and 40, we're engaged in the process of discovering who we are, which involves learning the difference between accidental limitations, which it is our duty to outgrow, and the necessary limitations of our nature, beyond which we cannot trespass with impunity." And then, more succinctly, Flannery O'Connor in a letter wrote, "Accepting oneself does not preclude an attempt to become better." And I think about this a lot myself. For instance, when I was writing Happier at Home, I wrote about my challenge with driving. I'm a very fearful driver, and for a while, I really stopped driving altogether. And I came to a point where I had to decide, was I going to just accept this about myself, that I was afraid to drive and just not drive, or was I going to push myself to get back into driving, even though I dreaded the thought and really expect that I could do this for myself? And I decided that indeed, driving was something that I could demand of myself. And I thought, I want to accept myself and expect more for myself. So thanks to Auden and O'Connor for helping me articulate that for myself. And if you love great quotations like that, if you want the newsletter, email me at podcast@GretchenRubin.com and I'll sign you up. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.